Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers, right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks,
ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. I'm glad to be joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuning in on the free Odyssey app. People locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people tuned in on SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody who's listening on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We got a busy night. We've already had a busy night. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Listen, in about 20 minutes from now, mark it down, 20 minutes from now, Ice Cube is going to join us. Yes, Ice Cube from NWA. Yeah, I know. Ice Cube from Barbershop. Ice Cube from Boys in the Hood. Ice Cube, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ice Cube from Are We There Yet? I can go on and on and on about Ice Cube. Yeah, and why is he going to join us? Well, Ice Cube owns Big 3 Basketball, which has been around for about 6 years now, been going around the country every single summer with some of the biggest names in basketball, basketball legends and lifers, just dudes playing ball. And this weekend, they're going to be in Barclays at the Barclays Center in New York, and you can see guys like, oh, not playing, but Charles Oakley and George Gervin and Dr. J. But Ice Cube has an issue with the NBA. And we will hear about that 20 minutes from now. I'm going to ask Ice Cube about his favorite football team as well, the Raiders. And so there's a lot to get into as we have an he's a cultural icon. Whether you love him, whether you hate him, Ice Cube has been doing a damn thing, acting, owning, making music. He's been doing it all for about 35 years now, big time. So Ice Cube will come through 20 minutes from now. You don't want to miss that. Out in Las Vegas at this moment, Victor Wembanyama, he has played his first NBA game as a member of the San Antonio Spurs, and it wasn't all that great, okay? And matter of fact, he sucked. It's just what it is. Tonight, in about 23 minutes, Victor Wembanyama gave you 5 points. He was 1 of 9 from the field. He was 0-4 from downtown. Oh, he's checking back into the game. What the hell are you doing this for? As Greg Popovich has a smirk on his face. Might as well give him some burn, I guess. He has 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and Victor Wembanyama has blocked 5 shots. So not the most sterling of debuts when it comes down to shooting, but who cares? It's summer league. This is the whole point. For him to go out, look silly, feel embarrassed, and want to bounce back. And that's just what it is. This is the same dude who won the French League MVP, and now he's being baptized into the NBA against dudes who won't even be on a professional roster. And so maybe Victor Wembanyama will knock down this 3, and he completely bricked it. Hey, Shep, how much of this is nerves? It's all nerves, right?
Yeah, he's got to beef up, JR. There's no getting around that. I think some of it is coaching. mistiming on some of these blocks. Well, look, it's not
I'm talking about his shooting, man.
Right. I understand that. I mean, and good for him for being back in the game. When you said that the last hour, I thought he was out for good. I think some of it is nerves, but I also think that part of when you were Victor Wembanyama in terms of that translating to shooting, he needs to get his tukis in the block. He is 7'5" with skill we have never seen from someone that size. 7'3.5" his measurement actual, but you get what I'm saying, JR. He needs to make his life easy. He has not done that tonight. He is not a guard. He is 7'5", and I don't see any easy baskets that he has made for himself tonight.
I don't think so. The one basket that he made for himself was going to the basket. He spun and put in a layup. Now, for him to be in the paint, I think that's over analysis for a summer league game. He's not a guard. He ain't no center. He might be 7'4", 7'5", but he ain't no banger.
But JR, if you are obviously that size, whether you are Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, their games will feed off their ability to score inside, and then it opens up everything for everybody else. I can't believe as I'm saying this, he just knocks down a three, so that's what I get. But the point is, JR, he is not at a point yet where he knows how great he can be as a dynamic scorer. He is not a shooter. He's got to get that out of his head. He's not, because we saw him warm up. He can become a shooter, JR, but right now he is not that.
Bruh, I'm asking you about one game.
Oh, I understand that.
In summer league.
Right.
And you've given a whole – how many Victor Wembanyama games have you watched?
I've watched enough games to know that right now it's going to be easy to go at him. I
yeah,
know that
but
much.
We all know that.
Right.
He's light in the ass.
Yes.
But this is the thing. Let's go back a little bit.
Yes.
I asked you if his poor shooting night.
His nerves. I
had
know.
Had to deal with nerves. And you continued on a little bit more about how he needs to get in the post and he's not ready for the post. We know that.
But
he's 19. It's his first game.
But JR, the fact that we are talking about a guy who's 7'5" and his main choice of scoring is looking to score as a guard, that in itself is the problem. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, yes, there are nerves. Of course there's nerves. Right. I mean, JR, like that place was packed tonight.
I don't think so. I mean, you even mentioned coaching. Like, what are they supposed to do? Hey, man, put your ass down in the paint. No, it's not.
Do some kind
he's
of.
He's not built for it.
So get built for it then. He's playing in the
NBA
where no boys are allowed. Yes.
Shep.
Yes.
He is 19 years old.
I get that. And he's being.
He is not going to look like Ben Wallace in 6 months.
Well, he's
okay?
not undrafted, so we get that.
Forget. That's irrelevant.
Right.
He's not physically going to look like Ben Wallace. His physical development is going to take place over the course of years. Years. I'm not expecting him to wake up and look like Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't think anyone is. If we want to think about a similar body type or frame when it comes down to the length and the boniness and arms and legs all over the place, that might be a comparable just from a body type. You might say they're comparable. This dude, he's skinny. We know that.
He started,
We've been
yep.
known that.
Yes.
But to say, oh, well, he needs to get bigger. Well, yeah, of course we know that. Most dudes who get drafted into the NBA need to get bigger. In his case, being freakishly large, yes, he's going to need to. It's going to take years. But I think to say, he needs to be in the paint, I think, in due time. Kevin Durant came into the league, and I'm not thinking or looking at this dude as a Kevin Durant who was already a lethal scorer.
Correct.
When he fell out of the womb.
And the player of the year in college basketball, correct.
But, this guy was an MVP in a professional league against grown men that is known to be physical. Now, having said that, my point wasn't about his scoring prowess. My point was about how even Kevin Durant – at his own size, well, how's he going to hold up? How's he going to do this? Kevin Durant, if you look at him even today and throughout his entire career, no one has ever looked at Kevin Durant and said, oh, my God, look at this physical marvel he's become. You don't see an ounce of musculature when you look at Kevin Durant. As he's gotten older, has he gotten bigger? Yes. Has he gotten stronger? Yes. He's put on some weight and a little bit of muscle. yes, but not something where you just go, oh, my God, oh, he looks like Giannis. Look at his shoulders. Oh, my God, he looks like Dwight Howard. And so my point is, yeah, give it time. I would think his game evolves. I'm not going to look at a summer league game and just say, oh, he needs to get in the paint or he needs to get bigger. Well, we know all of this. And so he was 1 for 9. If those shots ended up going in, which they certainly could have.
Sure.
If he shot 45%, I mean, damn, there would be people, not necessarily you, who would go, oh, my God, it's so great, he's so good. He could have went out and scored 36, which we've seen him do, in against pros, G League dudes trying to get into the league, and we've seen him have a crap night tonight against Summer League dudes. I ain't going to draw too much into it.
That's fair. But I would also say that habits start early. And the last two possessions, JR, I know you're hosting a national show right now, so you probably even saw, because I know you multitask very well, but he pulled up from about 25 feet out. And then the next possession, he dribbled the ball up, and then there was an errant turnover. And so what I'm saying is, the Spurs right now, like right now, he's got the ball. He's okay, so he brought it inside. Like, okay, you like to see that. They need to put this guy in a position to succeed from day one. I don't see that they are doing that. The Spurs,
I want to rip my ears off.
You asked me a question. I'm trying to be honest with you, and I also want to expound on your question. Like, if we're being honest, JR, if you look at the Spurs as a totality organization, they had a ready-made guy in David Robinson. They had a ready-made guy in Tim Duncan. There was really not a lot of development there. And so everyone's saying this is the greatest organization ever in terms of what Victor Wembanyama is going to be. We don't know how they are at player development. Tim Duncan was ready. David Robinson was ready.
You just, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
After watching one summer league game of Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
Did you just say that the San Antonio Spurs haven't put him in a doesn't look like they put him in a position of best utilizing him? Is
correct.
That what you just said?
Correct. 100%. Correct.
Okay,
why
so
is he
stop.
Bringing up the ball?
Stop,
at 75?
Stop. Thank you. Hold on a second. Victor Wembanyama has been in America now for what? Two and a half weeks? 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Yes.
Victor Wembanyama had his introductory press conference last Saturday, Friday?
It sounds about right.
He signed his contract, his NBA contract. He signed it about a week ago, right?
Yeah, I'm rooting for him, by the way, yes.
So I'm not asking if you're rooting for
right.
him. And so the man he doesn't even smell like the United States of America yet. His clothes probably still smell like, French baguettes and cheese. The man hasn't been here for 2 weeks, and I'm shocked to hear you say the way he played tonight, where he is finished with 9 points, 2 of 13, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks, that it doesn't look like the San Antonio Spurs have worked on developing him. This is like less than a percent of what he's going to go through over the next several months.
I don't mean to jump the gun. I get what you're saying. I don't mean to sound overly critical and harsh right now. I just
you
again
do.
Okay, then I do. And I accept your criticism and I appreciate that. I would just say you would like to think that whatever profession you are involved in, especially with the lofty expectations that is being bestowed upon Victor Wembanyama, that he gets the memo from day one of what is expected of him, and it just seems like he was playing streetball out there tonight at 7'5". That's all I'm saying, JR.
Oh, well, that's a whole lot different than the San Antonio Spurs. It doesn't look like they've worked with him. What time have they had to work with him? I can imagine.
Something tells me, yep.
I know this for a fact. I know yesterday they had a practice. I know earlier on in the week they had a practice. I know personally that at minimum they've had 2 practices. I also know that the dudes who he's playing with, and nobody knows who these guys are, and we won't see them probably ever again in a few weeks. So he's been dropped out of a spaceship dropped into Vegas, dropped into America, and good. He's going to have a learning experience. Good. He shot. He had a crappy night. Good. That's how it goes for anybody in the first time. So just a little surprised you said, oh, it doesn't look like the Spurs have worked with him. They haven't worked with him. He just got here.
He is obviously was going to be the number one overall pick for the last year and a half. They had to understand this is the guy they were getting. They were tipped off. I think that's fair to say. It just seems like they have done nothing with him in terms of utilizing him, putting him in positions to succeed. To your point, JR, and I'll also say this, like, I'm telling you, man, like, yes, this is just one summer league game. With this guy, because the spotlight is so heavy on him right now, every single time he is out in public playing basketball, it matters. And when the first impression of people is you shot 2 for 13 from the field at 7'5", that's going to stick. It is. I'm not saying fair or unfair, but it's going to stick. That's what people are going to remember about him in summer league. I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
All right.
I think people will get to October, and he will be judged on what he does in October, November, December, and whether or not he can stay healthy, not whether or not he went 2 of 13. Is there going to be criticism and wondering of how his game evolves? Is he going to shoot jump shots? Is he going to be mid-range? Is he going to go down low? I think we'll see a combination. But that's what we have to wait and see. Tonight wasn't anything to get too high or low about. Tonight was about, hey, the circus is in town. What can he do? People are going to want to know what he does later on this year and not now. And to just beat up on the Spurs about just this one game, that's a lot. He's 19 years old. I hope he doesn't smoke cigarettes. But, I mean, damn, if I were him and I heard what you said, I'd be like, man, I need a smoke right now.
So maybe I'm parking the cart before the horse and I'm being a little too harsh. And I do accept that. I do have very high expectations for him. And
well,
2 for 13 is never going to get it done on any venue. And again, this is against rookies and sophomore players. This is not against either NBA superstars that he went 2 for 13.
Played,
yeah.
He played a summer league game.
Right.
We just said this last hour. I don't even remember if LeBron played in summer league. I don't. Don't recall at all. I think we've had a whole lot to see of him. Are we going to get the same amount of Victor Wembanyama? I doubt it. I don't think I'm in store for 20 years of him. It's just a summer league game. We'll see what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, you don't got to wait too much longer for this. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Ice Cube. We're going to talk about the Big Three. We'll talk about some of his issues with the NBA. I'm going to ask him about his Raiders, who are no longer in California. We got a lot to do. We got a legend on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Ice Cube on the other side of the break. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now we're being joined by a cultural icon. We're talking about somebody everywhere from NWA to Friday. Are we there yet? West Side Connection. And he's an entrepreneur. He's an actor, musician, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's my main man, Ice Cube. Cube, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Real good.
Absolutely beautiful thing here. Let's talk about the entrepreneurial side. I know we got a lot of listeners trying to figure out why Ice Cube is on sports radio right now. And it's all about a league that you started back in 2017, the Big Three. And you've been able to rock and roll for 6 years now. You even going international with the final coming down in London, Barclays Center, Texas, Chicago, all over the place. For anyone who's not familiar with the league, fill us in on this Big Three.
The Big Three is professional 3-on-3 basketball played by some of the greatest players that ever played the game. The names you know playing the game you love. It's fast, it's physical, and it's innovative. And we're changing the game.
And we've seen legends. I've seen this up close and personal. Lisa Leslie as a coach, Charles Oakley, my main man, GP, Gary Payton, Dr. J, Nancy Lieb. You got some major, major names involved in this. How did the idea come about?
Oh, the idea came about because I'm a fan and I love sports. I love basketball and football. And so when the finals usually end, I would hibernate till you know, football season started. And I felt like it was a lot of people out there just like me, a lot of sports fans who wanted something cool in the summer to really get behind with real stakes that, you know, had a championship in these 10 weeks that we're kind of without our favorite sports. So that's where the idea came from. And once I put the business model and plan together with my partner, Jeff Quantnance, it just attracted some of the greatest names to ever play the game. They endorsed the league and been a part of the league some every year. So just them coming back every year is a big endorsement on what the league is about and how we treat these superstars, which, you know, some people don't have room for their presence, but these are the best basketball minds walking the earth.
Ice Cube is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, man, I've seen ISO Joe Johnson up in person. He's still out there getting buckets. We got a lot of athletes who can still ball out, who've gotten opportunities and then have gone back in to the NBA. More recently, despite all of the success that you have had, you put a video up a couple of weeks ago about some of the brushback and pushback that you've gotten from what you call gatekeepers. And you haven't been shy in talking about the NBA. You might have support from Monster and Microsoft, et cetera. Talk about what some of these impediments have been to continue to grow out the league.
Well, I think the biggest one is the NBA has a bylaw that states that no one who owns an NBA team can invest in a competing league. You know, the Big Three, it's great. It's we got some of the best players to ever play the game playing 3-on-3, but no way, shape, or form are we competing with the NBA. So they need to cut that out. They're making billions of dollars every year, and we're trying to get over the hump. So no way, shape, or form are we competition. So we want Adam Silver, Mark Tatum to drop that clause when it comes to us, because they're not doing it to the basketball league, TBT. NBA investors or NBA owners can invest in that. Now NBA owners can invest in slam ball. And they can invest in pickleball. They can invest in the NFL team, Major League Baseball. And the only thing that they can't invest in is the Big Three. And we think it's ridiculous. And they need to drop the clause because it not only hurts it not only, you know, affects current NBA team owners, but future owners, somebody who want to own a team one day, they're not going to get a Big Three team if they have a dream to own the Mavericks one day or the Suns or whatever. So that cuts out a lot of our investment pool, because if they buy a Big Three team, their dreams of owning an NBA team is dashed. So we think the clause is ridiculous and that those guys should drop the clause, or they should not consider the Big Three as a competitive league.
Ice Cube is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. As I said, I've been out to the games. It's a hell of an experience. From all of the legends that are on the floor, you've had my main man T-Mac checking out games. You've had LeBron checking out games. You have DJs. You have music. And Barclays Center jumping. Every place jumping. Allstate Arena jumping. What sets this apart for anyone who hasn't seen it up close in person? It's one thing to watch it on CBS. It's another thing to see live.
Yeah, I mean, seeing a seven-footer play three-on-three is an amazing sight. But, you know, it's a festival. It's a festival, you know, people throw that word around, but it's all-day basketball. You can see the whole league. No other league in America besides probably NASCAR, you know, maybe tennis, where you can see the whole league, golf. But so it's an attraction. Can't see the whole league in basketball in any league that's out there. So being able to see every single team, being able to see every single player that plays in the league, most of them, you know, it's a thrilling thing. And then you have entertainment, dunkers, dancers, we're gonna have breakers, we're gonna celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop in Brooklyn on Sunday. We're gonna have some of the OGs out there like KRS-One, Melly Mel gonna come through, her Grandmaster Flash gonna slide through. So we want to salute those guys, MOP
and Mash Out Posse.
Yeah, so it's going down, and it's a fun event. It's a lot looser than an NBA game, so nobody going to tackle you if you go and try to get an autograph from the Iceman or something. Kids, a lot of kids, because it's an affordable ticket, so you can take the whole family. Look at most NBA games. They're pretty corporate. It's just it's just a great experience. And we only come around every now and then. We're not here every year. You know, we here and we gone. And the more love that we see, the more we'll be anxious to come back and bring it back. And, you know, it's the big three. Got to see it live if we're in your town. And if you can't see it live, check us out on CBS.
Ice Cube, he's here with us as we start to wrap up the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This is a completely different event, as you mentioned, from the NBA. You mentioned the big wigs, the commissioner, the deputy commissioner. I know that they were aware of this before you even started. Are you open to going back inside and saying, hey, we can still work together, or have you completely closed that door?
No, I haven't. I do want to work with them. You know, the only reason they look at us as competition is because they're not working with us. If we work together, we could, you know, we can do things in concert, and we can do things that make sense for the NBA, WNBA, G League, Big Three, FIBA, 3-on-3, FIBA 5-on-5. There's a lot of cool synergy that can happen. And I think what the NBA really should be worried about is it's a lot of foreign money. They just put together that LIV golf tournament. And I heard that they're thinking about putting the ABA back together. Now, they put the ABA back together and offer big time NBA players those crazy numbers. The NBA has a real problem on their hands. So I think they should be worried about that more than the big three.
Let me tell you something, Ice Cube. We've seen you go from music to writing Friday to acting to entrepreneurship, everything that you're doing now. What's next for you, Cube? What other box do you need to check?
I'm not really checking boxes. I'm just doing what's cool, trying to give the people great entertainment, great, you know, things that they can do that's fun and and things that I like to do. You know, this is a big endeavor, so I want to make sure we get this rolling downhill. And we want to sell teams to different cities and, you know, and really spread the wings of this league. You know, once that's done, then I'll think about what's my next creative mountain to climb.
Speaking of another business venture, Cube, I know you're a big Raiders fan. You just talked about selling teams that are already participating in the Big Three. What are your thoughts on a lot of the relocation and franchise movement in sports? Particularly, we got a lot of teams going out to Vegas. Your Raiders went out to Vegas. Are they going to move the Oakland A's out to Vegas? What are your thoughts on that and effect it has on fans?
I think, you know, it's double-edged sword. It's great for the city that's gaining teams. But it's sad for the city that has lost the team. I've lost football teams, you know, I've gained them and lost them. So, you know, I understand the feeling when a team packs up and leaves. Two teams left LA at the same time, same year, the Rams and the Raiders. So it hurts. But at the end of the day, you know, who else you going to root for if you're in Oakland? You're not going to root for the Giants. You're not going to root for the 49ers. So you're going to root for the Raiders, even if they're in Vegas. And now you got a reason to take a nice trip out to Vegas. It's not so far away, and it's not such a bad town. So, you know, I think when it comes to Vegas, I think the California teams can live with that.
Okay. Ice Cube joining us. Has this experience soured you as an NBA fan? Are you watching less Lakers, or are you just kind of hands off? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it has. You know, I was a big fan of the NBA. And very cool with Adam Silver, you know, text each other and, you know, wish each other well. He always invited me to all-star games and this and that. And so, yeah, it's sad to be in this position, but I wouldn't be going on this tour, I wouldn't be talking about stuff like this if we wasn't tampered with and our league wasn't harmed and hurt behind the scenes. We've heard from many executives at networks, at major Fortune 500 companies that they can't work with us because of their relationship with the NBA. And, you know, that's a shame because a lot of them want to work with us. A lot of those deals were far down the line in the 11th hour. And they were stomped out by the NBA office. So, of course, that sours me on the lead. And, you know, I think they need to pivot because at the end of the day, you know, this is a stain on Adam Silver's legacy, and Mark Tatum's too. It's a stain that they can easily remove and wipe out and be the good guys. But I don't see how they can win being the bad guys.
IQ. How can everybody listening here nationally on CBS support the Big Three, show up, show out, and maybe even travel out to the UK to check you guys in that final?
Without a doubt, you can always go to big3.com. If you had the Big Three app, or we're working on it, so that's kind of under construction, but big3.com, check us out. We're in Brooklyn this weekend, Sunday. Check us out on CBS, 1 o'clock Eastern. You can come out to Brooklyn. We in Memphis, Charlotte, Boston, Miami, Detroit, DC, and London. So come check it out. If we come to your town, check us out, because you never know when we're going to come back. So I appreciate all the support, and I'm having fun with it, and I hope you have fun with it too.
All right, Cube, I appreciate you stopping by. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be up in Vancouver, Canada. You could be down in Miami, Florida. And you could just color the map and everything between. Damn it, go out to Alaska and Hawaii. What's up to everybody listening out in Honolulu? And a big thank you to Ice Cube. Yes, the Ice Cube, for joining us in the last segment. He's currently in New York City, where the Big Three is going to be at Barclays Center this Sunday. And so it's an event unlike anything that you've probably ever seen from a basketball perspective. And Ice Cube joined us to talk about some of the successes of the Big Three and some of the issues that he currently has with the NBA. And so thank you so much to Ice Cube for joining us. If you missed the interview, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. And as we continue on with the show later on, I'll share with you some of the additional points that he made. We'll replay some of his points when it comes down to his issues with the NBA and what he's looking to currently do with the league and the Big Three. And so thank you to Ice Cube. Let's hit the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. He also made a very interesting point about the NBA one day legitimately having a competitor. He says it's not us. It's not the Big Three. It might be elsewhere. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Kane, calling up from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kane?
Hey, what's going on, JR, man?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. What's up?
Hey, nothing much, JR. I wanted to call and say, man, the interview you gave with Ice-T was superb. And I expected nothing less, but I think people need to understand just the effort that you gave to give us such a good interview, because Ice Cube, Ken Griffey Jr., you know, cats like that, they're great people. But if you don't do your homework, if you don't understand how to speak to them and keep them engaged, you'll lose the interview and you'll look like a fool. And that's what everybody out there to understand, how much homework you did for our benefit to keep him engaged, to keep the conversation going, to keep him giving us a nugget that even I didn't know and stuff like that. And having him come on the show, period, is a big deal. But having Ice Cube get on here and us really listen to him, be able to explain stuff to us, man, that's nothing but kudos to the JR man.
Oh, well, thank you, Kane. Appreciate you for calling from D.C. A big shout-out to Tiffany as well. Appreciate you. You know what? There's certain people, I got an issue. I got a personal problem, right? Okay? You ready for this? People are ready for this. Like, I like to read, okay? Like, I keep up with a lot of stuff. But there are a lot of things that I don't feel like I got to keep up with. And Ice Cube isn't one of them. Like, he's been relevant for as long as I've basically been alive in various ways. And so whether you want to talk to me about America's Most Wanted or Predator, like, these are all things that I've grown up listening to. I mean, have I seen every single Ice Cube movie? Hell no, I haven't. I'd be lying to you if I have. But I've seen the classics. So I'm very familiar with him, his story. Obviously, I keep up with sports. I've been to Big Three games, especially when Big Three has come down here to Atlanta. So I'm familiar with it. And so what is brand new, I think to a certain degree, is what Ice Cube shared a couple of weeks ago, where he said, hey, there's gatekeepers who don't want to see you succeed and they get in the way of things. And he decided to expand on that. And he went, he dropped names. He looked at the commissioner and he said, hey, Adam Silver is someone who's been in the way. And he said, we are not competition to the NBA. They got some other people that they need to worry about. I want you to listen to this specifically at the other side of the break. A matter of fact, we'll get to it. And it's Ice Cube and his thoughts on what's going on with the NBA and whether or not the NBA legitimately has an issue or should have an issue with somebody else. Vlad is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Vlad, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to have you back, brother.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Vlad? Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Before you go to break, you know, the big three, man, I think they deserve to have an NBA partnership. And I never knew they didn't have a partnership this whole time. I think they deserve it. They got former NBA players in that league, and it's basketball. So I don't see why not they can have a partnership.
Well, you heard from Cube. I asked him if he was still open to that, and he said that he is. I mean, despite everything that's taking place. Hey, you have anything else before we hit the break? You got to go quick, Vlad.
Oh, I'm good, man. You have a good day, man. All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling from Fort Lauderdale. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get more into Ice Cube and his comments. And then also, we know the big news for tonight was the debut of Victor Wembanyama. So much talk, so much hype, so much promo. And in his first summer league game, he came out with a dud. It stunk. He stunk. Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of a teaser. He got dunked on. Yeah, it didn't take long for Victor Wembanyama to get dunked on. I'm going to give you some of the stats, some of the information. It wasn't all bad for Victor, but it was ugly. I'll explain. I'll talk to you. I'll get your thoughts. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar. All Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.